Talking about these funerals today and people not being able to get access to funerals because of the border closures, I've got Sandra from Alexandra Hills on the line. Hey, Sandra.
Good morning, Neil. How are you?
I'm well, thanks.
I wanted to call you last week, but it was too late. You'd gone off air by the time that I realised, because I figured you might have been able to help me. A week ago this morning, my husband passed away.
Yes.
And all of his family are in New South Wales.
Whereabouts do they live, Sandra?
He has two sons, one in Canberra, the other one in UK, who couldn't come.
Mm.
And his brothers and sister are in Sydney, in the suburbs. They got exemption to come on the Friday before he passed because he only had days to live. And thank God they made it, and they were able to see him while he was awake. He passed the next day, and they were allowed to come and see him and spend time. But from the Wednesday onwards, his son was in one hotel with his grief and some alcohol. His brother, only brother, was in another hotel with his wife. At least he had company. They were ringing every day, several times a day. Even the police in the hotel were ringing the government. They rang four times in one day and never got an answer to be able to come to the funeral. The funeral was Monday. We rushed it through because we were hoping that they could come, and we didn't want them alone in the room, for any length of time.
Yeah.
So we were stressed out of our brains getting everything done. His son didn't ever get an answer whether he could come. He still hasn't got an answer, went home. His brother got an answer Saturday morning saying, no, you can't come. So he had to do a eulogy by video. And my husband,
that's terrible.
Not one member of their family there. Now, I know there's many more tragic situations than ours, but this was wrong. They went to the airport. When they left, they were allowed to mix with everybody at the airport.
Are you joking?
No, I'm not joking.
So they're not allowed to go to the funeral, yet they get taken to the airport and they can just walk and check on the flight and then go sit in the lounge?
Yes.
Wow.
They were picked up at 12 o'clock in the city. They would have got to the airport at 12:30. Their flight was at 3 or 3:30. They were allowed to mingle with hundreds of people at the airport and not allowed to come.
No. Sandra from Alexandra Hills, honestly, this is what we've become in this state. Like, seriously, we understand protecting Queenslanders. Sandra, I'm so sorry about your husband, and I'm so sorry that he wasn't able to be sent off properly. It's just terrible. Thanks for finding us on 4BC Breakfast with your story. I could talk to you all day, Sandra, because these are the things I'm very interested in. But yes, keep us safe, but fair dinkum. There are 232,000 public servants. Surely we can make the right decisions. You don't let them go to a funeral, but you drop them off at the airport before they've done the end of the 14 days quarantine. That's madness.